Sech the Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Dalid, 11 lines to the top of Daf Chav Dalid and Aleph, and the Gemara begins, Gufa, we previously learned on Daf Chav Gimel Beis, Amrish Lakish, Pekhadish Shemid of Zeh, Tni Eidai. After Rabbi Echron was bothered with the Shita of Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah, Rish Lakish responded to Rabbi Echron that such a statement couldn't have been said from the holy mouth of Rabbi Meir, and certainly he wouldn't have stated that a litigant can arbitrarily pass to aid him, and therefore it must be that Rabbi Meir really stated that a Baldin can pass one aid, and when speaking about Rabbi Meir, Rish Lakish referred to him with the great kavod, and he stated pekadosh. And our Gemara now asks for Amar Ula Harayus Rish Lakish Bepeis Medrash Kilo Ei Kaharim B'Tachton Zebezeh. As Ula has taught us that if one would see Rish Lakish in the Beis Medrash, it was as if he was uprooting mountains and grinding and crushing them together. And he'd be Ma'ayim B'Toyra as if something is being crushed between two mountains. As the Adrama states, She'ein Dava Kasha Yochel Lamed Be'Emtza She'ein Misparid. Therefore, the Gemara asks that since Rish Lakish was on such a high level, so it wouldn't make sense for Rish Lakish to have used this lashon regarding Rabbi Meir, and the Gemara tells us Amar Ravina. The Ravina responds that certainly this is not a question, as Valoi Kol Arei Rabbi Meir Bebeis Medrash Ki Iloi Kahari Harim B'Tachton Zebezeh. It certainly Rabbi Meir was on even higher level and higher madriga than Reish Lakish, as if someone saw Rabbi Meir, it was as if he was uprooting the tallest of mountains, and therefore Rabbi Meir was on a higher level than Reish Lakish, and it makes perfect sense why Reish Lakish used lashon of Pekadosh when referring to Rabbi Meir. And the Gemara explains that in a chinami, this wasn't the point that the Gemara wanted to make, and it wasn't asking a question, but rather making a statement as to the chashivas that Talmidei Chacham and Eretz Yisrael spoke regarding each other. And Hachi Ka'ama, Boyu Re'ei Kam Mechavim Zeh, that from the statement of Reish Lakish, we see how beloved Talmidei Chacham and Eretz Yisrael were to each other. And as we see, Reish Lakish, who was a Charef, a Chacham Tuva, and he still spoke with such reverence about Rabbi Meir, and he made sure to explain the words of our Mishnah so we could understand the Shita of Rabbi Meir. And as the Gemara continued, Ki Hadi Yosef Rabbi Ka'ama, also Lahatnas at Zainin, and Amal Fun Rabbi Shmuel Bar Besi, Abba Hittil Hatnas at Zainin, and Amalei Kva Hirazokin. And as we know, that Rebbe was once sitting, and he stated halacha regarding Shabbos, that midrabbonon it's us to be matmin cold water and cold sand in order to keep the water cold. This is Xerah Atuchamin. And Rabbi Shmuel Bar Besi, who was a Talmud of Rebbe, told Rebbe that my father Rabbi Besi stated that it's mutta to be matmin at Zainin. Rebbe responded and changed and retracted his psak and stated that Rabbi Besi already established halacha. And as we know, Rabbi Besi the Mukri Imai, and therefore, it's mutla hatman satsainin. And the Gemara explains, Amra Papa, Bayer E, Kam Macham Zeze, the Rabbi Yasi Kaim, Hay Kofa Vyashim Flame Rabbi, the Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yasi, Mali Makam Avesav Hava, Vayu Kofa Vyashim Flame Rabbi, Vikaamak Fahir Zakin. And Rabbi Papa stated that we see the great honor and love that was shown between Talmud Chum and Eretz Yisrael, as although Rabbi was the Nasi, we know that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yasi was a Talmud of Rabbi, as we see in the Gemara that he was Yashim Flame Rabbi, and he was Kofa Vyashim Flame Rabbi, and since he was a Mali Makam of his father, Rabbi Yasi, and therefore we see that he was on the same level as his father, so certainly if Rabbi Yasi was still alive, he would also have been kafa for Yashim Flei Rebbe, and even so, Rebbe afforded such honor to Rabbi Yasi, and he retracted his own psak, and paskin like Rabbi Yasi. Gemara continues, and Rabbi Isha will explain a paskin zechayer in Perek Yud Aleph, and Rabbi Isha, Maidich Siv, Ve'ekach Li, Shnei Maklois, Le'echad Karasi Noyam, Le'echad Karasi Chayvlim, Ve'eres Atzoyin, Noyam, Eilu Tamil Chom Shaber Tzol, Shamanim and Zel Zeb Halacha, Chayvlim, Eilu Tamil Chom Shaber Babel, and Rabbi Ishi explains that when the Pasuk in Zechariah states that Zechariah or HaKadosh Baruch Hu took two sticks or two rods to guard a flock of sheep, he called one Noyam and he called the other Chayvlim, and he explained that Noyam refers to Talmid Chum and Eretz Yisrael that are sweet and gracious to each other and they assist each other, as we just saw from the story with Reish Lakish and Rambeya and Rebbe and Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda, as Rashi states that Noichim Yachad U'ma'ayin Yachad U'misakin Zeh Ez Divrei Zeh Vashmu Yaitzel Ar, while the word Mechablin refers to Talmid Chum and Bavel, who ask strong questions to each other and not necessarily looking to help the friend out, try to figure out a way to make his pshat work. As the Adrama states, Shamanim and Zezel Balocha, Shamacham and Zezeb, Zemetar Dibri Chaveroi, Beim Miskav and Lachak Lov, Elim King Roya Tambor, Listers Dabarov. And Rashi explains, Mechablim and Beloshin Azbechema, Makshin Zelzeh. Our Gemara now continues to discuss other psukim in Sefer Zechaya, and in Perak Dalid, Pasuk Yud Dalid, the Pasuk states, By Yoimer, Elishnei Bnei Yitzer, Ha'im de Maladin Kala Oretz. Previously in Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk states, Ushnaim Zesim Aleha, Echo Miyamin Hagula, Ve'echad Al Smoila. The Gemara is bothered that there seems to be a steer in the Psukim, as in Pasuk Yudalid, the Malach told Zechariah that these are the two children of the olive oil who are standing by the master of the world. Meanwhile, in Pasuk Gimel, Zechariah stated they saw two olive trees, one on the right and one on the left. Zechariah speaks about an olive tree, and the Malach speaks about olive oil. And therefore, the Gemara explains, Zitzar, Amr Bitzchak, El Tamil Chom Shabbat Erzol, Shemin Moichim Zel Zel Ba'alocha Kishem Zayis, or Shem Shamnim Zel Zel Ba'alocha Kishem Zayis, Ushnaim Zayisim Malea, Eil Tamin Chamshav Bavel, Shemurim Zel Zel Ba'alocha Kizayis. Rabbi Yitzchak explains that olive oil refers to Talmid Chum and Eretz Sol that soothe and enlighten each other's words, like olive oil, which soothes a person when it's used as an ointment. And when the Pasuk mentions an olive tree whose branches and leaves are bitter, it refers to Talmid Chum and Bavel, who are bitter and make it difficult for each other by asking strong questions and by bitterly disagreeing with each other. The Gemara continues and discusses the Psukim in Sefer Zechariah in Parak Hey, Psukim Test Yud and Yud Aleph. The Psukim state, V'esa Inai, V'era, V'hinei Shtayim Nashim Yoitzais, V'ruach B'chnafeyim, V'lahin L'knafayim K'chanfei HaChasida, V'tese'en HaSe'ifa B'na Oretz U'B'na Shemayim, V'o'ima El HaMalach HaDeva Bi, Ona Hima Melichas HaSe'ifa, V'yayme Elai Livnis Labayis Be'eretz Shina, V'hucham V'nichu Shama Mechinasa. And the Gemara explains, Omer B'yechna Mishum Hashim B'yechoi, Zu Chanufa V'gasa Ruach Shiyardu L'Bavol. The Chaya stated, I lifted up my eyes and I saw there were two women who came out and the wind was in their wings and the wings were like the wings of the Hasidah bird and they lifted up the Eifa, which is a measuring cup between heaven and earth. And I asked the Malach that was speaking to me, where are they taking this measuring cup? And he told me they are taking it to use to build a home in Bavel. Rabbi Yechon explains in the name of Shimon Gamliel that the Pasuk is telling us that at that time Yetzirah for Chanufa, which is false praise, and Gas Ruach or Gaivo arrogance were brought down to this world and placed in Bavel. As Rashi explains, that the word Eifa refers to the Yetzirah, and the two women refer to Chanufa and Gas Ruach, and more specifically, when the Pasuk states, Ruach B'chnafeim, this refers to Gaiva, and the Chasidah is a remiss to Chanufa, as they make themselves seem like Chasidim. And the Radak and Zechariah brings down from the Rambam, and he states as follows, HaChacham HaGadol HaRav Rav Moshe Rav Maimon Zal Piresh, and when the Pasuk speaks about Shtei Noshim, it's really speaking about Malachim, and Ro'i Sam B'dmus Noshim, and he saw them in the form of women, Moshe Ro'i Sam B'dmus Susim Gam Kain, just like he saw Malachim in the Dmus of horses, Mepesh Toshash Koyach Nevuah Bizmanai, and there was a weakening of the Koyach Nevuah during his lifetime. Our Gemara continued that how can you tell me that Gasaruach went to Bavel? But the Gemara asked, V'Gasaruach leBavel Noches, V'Omar Asar Kavin Gasas Yodel Oilam Tishin Notlu Elam V'Achas Kolayim Kulay. The Gemara asked that how can you say that Gaiva was put into Bavel if we previously learned that there are 10 measures of Gaiva in this world and 9/10 is in Elam or Persia and only 1/10 of Gaiva is spread out in the rest of the world? And the Gemara answers in leBavel Noches, that originally Gaiva was placed in Bavel and ultimately it went to Elam and it settled in Persia. The Gemara brings a raya as Dekunami Dechsiv, as in this Pasuk it states, Livnus Labayis Beret Shina, that although the Pasuk originally stated that both Chanufa and Gaiva came down to Bavel, and yet the Pasuk says, in order to build a house for it in Bavel, and the Pasuk ultimately uses a Lashon Yochid and not a Lashon Rabim, and therefore it's Muchach, that although originally both Chanufa and Gaiva came to Bavel, but Gaiva was never established in Bavel and didn't have a Kfiyas in Bavel, and a house or Kfiyas was only established in Bavel for Chanufa. The Gemara continues and asks, for Amamar, similar Gasaruach Anias, about Nias Labavel Noches, how could you tell me that 9/10 of Gaiva ultimately settled in Elam and not in Bavel, if we know that a simon for Gaiva is Anias, is poverty, and there was great poverty in Bavel, and as the Gemara Maseches Kedushin teaches us, Asar Kaben Anias Yardel Oilam, Tishin Natlu Bavel, Ba'achas Kolayim Kulay, and certainly there was great Gaiva in Bavel, and the Gemara responds, My Anias, Anias Tetera, in Chanami, although certainly there was great physical poverty in Bavel, but physical poverty is not the simon for Gaiva. Certainly Gaiva was established in Elam in Persia and not in Bavel, and when the Gemara stated that Anias is a simon l'gasruach, it doesn't refer to actual physical poverty, but it refers to Anias in Tera and spiritual poverty, as if someone is a Baal Gaiva, they won't learn as well, and they won't chaza, and there was Anias to Tera in Elam, and as the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim states, we had a young sister who was not fully developed, did not have breasts, and that is a simon that they weren't able to give nourishment to each other. And Rabbi Yechon explains this refers to Elam, to Persia, where although they were zeicha to learn Torah, but they weren't zeicha to disseminate and teach Torah. And as Rashi Masechet Kedushin explains, that this refers specifically to Daniel and Mordechai, and they weren't able to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. However, Ezra, who was in Bavel, was able to teach Klal Yisrael Torah. And let's see Rashi Masechet Kedushin, Anias Torah, Deinu Neicha Al Gasi Ruach, the Metir Kasusoi, Eim Shamish Kol Tzorchoi, Veim Chazal Shmuasoi, Dechsiv Achis Lanuk Tano, Alma Anias Torah, Be'ilim Hu, Hoye Bo Daniel, as the Pasuk in Daniel states, Vani B'Shushan Habir, Asher Be'ilim Amadina, V'chei Mordechai, V'lei Hoye Derim, Iskim Meterah, V'lei Zochu Ila Chacham Lamed, Ke'ilu Lo Yoyalam Shadayim Hanik, Ava Bofal Zoch Sil Lamed, Kedechsiv Be'ezra, Ke'hochel Mavavoy, Lidrus Es Teres Hashem, V'lasi Sil Lamed B'Yisrael, Chalko Mishpat. The Gemara continues, My Bavel, why is Bavel called Bavel? And Amra B'Ichran, Belulu B'Mik Mikra, Belulu B'Mishnah, or Belulu B'Talmud. The Yad Ramah explains that it's from the Lashon of Bolal, or mixed or saturated. Bolal is saturated with Torah Mishnah as well as Gemara. Fizeh, the Hemshech of the Gemara is that the Gemara is showing that Bolal didn't have Anias B'Torah, and we know that Ezra was able to teach Torah, Klal Yisrael, while others explain that the Gemara means that in Bolal they were mixed up and they were confused since they learned Torah, Mishnah, and Gemara together, and didn't first learn Torah, and then Mishnah, and then Gemara. Lefizeh, this point is a preview to the next point of the Gemara, and as our Gemara continues, that the Pasuk in Eicha states, B'machashakim hoshivani k'mesei olam, and Am Rabbi Yemiya zet Talmud shel Bavel. And Rabbi Yemiya explained this refers to Talmud Bavli, and as Rashi explains, that since we previously stated that Talmud Chachamim shel Bavel are in Eichin zeh, so they aren't able to have complete clarity, and Talmudim suffik b'yadam, and they are still dwelling in darkness. Before we continue with the new Mishnah, let us see the top tesis, Belulah b'mikru of a Mishnah, Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, the B'talmud shalanu, Anu Paitim Natsmenu, Masha Amru Chachamim, Lo'ilu Yishalish Adam Shneisav, Shlish b'mikru, Shlish b'mishnah, Shlish b'shas. As in Talmud Bavli, we find a mixture of everything. However, tesis continues, Afal Pikein, Anu Kerim, B'chol Yoyim, Pasha Tamid, which is Mikra, B'shoinu Mishnah's Ezum Mekayman, which is a Kiyim of Mishnah, B'gorsim Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, and we learned the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, B'shleisha Sumidus, Hatayin Edreshbem, in order to be Mekayim that we learned Gemara. And also we mentioned that when the Pasuk mentioned the bird called the Chasida, that's referring to Chanufa, and the Gemara Masechta Shulin on Daf Samach Gimel tells us, Lama Nikra Shma Chasida, Sha'isa Chasidus Im Chavisea, which Rashi brings in Chumash, and the famous part is that they only do favors, and they're only kind to their own, and they're not kind to other people. Also we saw that the Gemara brought a Raya, the Siv Livnus Law, Barius Barit Shana. We explain, based on Rashi, that the word law is a Lashon Yachid, and therefore we see that the only bias was made for Chanufa, and not for Gasaruach. Ayin Tezum, Sechtes Kedushin, who is, that Mechur, that can't be a Raya, as Lamaisa, the entire Pasuk is written B'Lashon Yachid, as the Pasuk uses the term Eifa, and doesn't speak about multiple Eifais. Therefore, they explain that when the Pasuk says, Livnus Labayis Barit Shana, we're learning out by the fact that the Pasuk says, Livnus, that they were going to build a house, but ultimately they never built that house, as Lamaisa, Gasaruach, went to Elam. Tezum also brings, B'Yesh Mepharshim, the Chsiv Law, B'Loi Mapikei, the Chalosh of Mikra, Mapikei, Ba Mishleisha, V'Zeh Echemhem, Havi Kamoi, Loi Ba'alef, Vashmin, Loi Niskayim, Lashem Zeh, V'Chem Pish Rashi, Gab V'Yikra, Loi Novi Pishmoi, Hu Rafa, Lefish, Loi Niskayim, Lashem Zeh, Ayin Shom. Ayin Yad Ramah, who points out, the marshal of a woman not being able to nurse, speaking about Torah, Shalei Zachs, Lahan, Chol of Torah, Lachirim, Shatari, Nimshal, Chol of, Shechayu, Shal Tinek, Tluyim, Boy, Amalami, Nimshal, Kishidayim, Dixiv, as the Paschal Yishai states, Kamulim, Chalav, Atikim, Mishidayim. We continue with the Mishnah, and the Rashi states, Amaloi, Nemalai Abba, Nemalai Avicha, Nemanamalai, Shleisha Rei Baka, Rameo Ima Yachlachsabai, Vecham Oimim Ina Yachlachsabai. Mishnah teaches us that although generally based on the Pasuk of Loyumsu Avis Albanim, Ubanim Loyumsu Alavais, the father of either litigant can't be a Dayan, as we learn on Daf Chav Zayin Beis, and although we also know that a cattle herdsman can't be a Dayan, however, if one litigant says to the other, I trust my father to be one of the Dayanim, or I trust your father to be one of the Dayanim, or I trust three cattle herdsmen to be the Dayanim, then if it's in a case of Dinei Mamis, it would be acceptable. However, there is a machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim, as Ramei states that the litigant can still be Chayza, while the Rabbanan argue that the litigant cannot be Chayza, and the Gemara will explain as to the exact scenario where Ramei and Chachamim are arguing, and the Mishnah continues with a similar machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim, as Hoye Chayel Chavei Reshvua, Va'omalei Darli B'Chayi Reshecha, Ramei O'im Yochel Achsabai, V'Chamayim In Yochel Achsabai, if someone is Chayi Reshvua to his friend, and his friend says that although the proper way to make a shvua in Bezin is with a Sefer Torah and using the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I will accept a personal shvua as long as you swear by your own life. And once again, Ramei hold that he can be Chayza and require a full-fledged shvua. However, the Chum argue that he cannot be Chayza. And the Gemara begins, Amar Abdimi, Braid Rab Nachman, Braid Rab Yasef, could go into Kabbalah Leil B'chad. And as Rashi explains, that our Mishnah is even discussing a case where Reuven accepted his own father or Shimon's father as only one of the three Dianim. And even so, Ramei holds that Reuven can be Chayza, and certainly in a case where his din Torah was being done by one Dayan, and Reuven accepted Avavai Vicha as the sole Dayan, then certainly Reuven could be Chayza, and Ayin Taisis and Dima Maskel Amr Abdimi, who argues with Rashi, and explains our Gemara a bit differently. And our Gemara continues, Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Machlekes bin Machlecha, Al Be'etan Lecha Dira Kol Yochel Achsabai, Rabbi Yechon Oma, Be'etan Lecha Machlekes, and Shmuel explains that the only time the Ramei and Chacham argue is in a case where Reuven was the Tebeya, and he agreed to accept Avavai Vicha as a Dayan, and if Shimon would win, so Reuven would therefore be meichel the money to Shimon, and that's why Rabban hold that Reuven can't be chayza. And as Rashi explains, the hazacha Shimon b'mashu b'yodai mikivin shiyotze zakai. However, Shmuel continued that if Shimon, who is in Tuva, would agree to accept Avavicha as a dayin, then even Rabbanan agreed to Rameya that Shimon could be Chayza, as Rashi explains that if Reuven wins, then Shimon would have to pay Reuven, and since this money is currently being held by Shimon, however, Rabbi Yechon argues and holds that the Chaman Rameya Chaylik in a case of Etelancha, where Shimon, who is the Nitva, agrees to accept Avavicha, and even so, the Chum hold that Shimon can't be Chayza. Gemara now continues, Ibailu, that the Gemara had the following shayla, that although Shmuel explained both sadim and he told us the machlekes with machloch al beetelach dibra kol yochel achsubai, however Rabbi Yechon only told us one sad and he told us beetelach machlekes, and therefore the Gemara is lefi Rabbi Yechon beetelach machlekes al machloch dibra kol in yochel achsubai. Do we say that Rabbi Yechon meant that the only time Rabbi Yechon chacham machlek is in the case of etelach, but if the case would be machloch, then certainly even Rameya would agree to the chamim that the reveya can't be chayza, as Shimon was already zeichin the money that it already had. However, the Gemara has a second sad. Oy Dilma, bein bezu machlekes. Rabbi Yechon is telling us that Ramei and Chachamim chayulik in all scenarios. The Gemara tries to bring a raya from the words of Rava, as Tashma, as we learned, the Amar Rava machlekes betelacha al machlecha divrei akol in yachal achzubai. The Rava says mefurish that the only time the machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim is only in the case of etelacha, but in the case of machlecha, that even Ramei would agree to the Chachamim that in yachal achzubai, and iyam and bishlema betelacha machlekes al machlecha. If we would say that Rabbi Yechon holds that the only times machlekes is by etelancha, but by machlecha, all agree that in yachal achzubai, and this member of Rava is exactly like Rabbi Yechon. But if you're going to say that Rabbi Yechon holds that the machlekes between Amen and Chachamim is by etelancha as well as by machlecha, and certainly the shita of Rava is not like Shmuel and not like Rabbi Yechon, and who is Rava going like? And the Gemara responds that this is not a question and it's not a raya, as Rava time in Navshei Kama, as Rava is saying his own shita, and in the Chanami, it's possible that there are three different shitas in our sugya. As Shmuel holds machlekes b'machlecha al be'etelcha divrei akol yachal achzabai, Beichon holds bein bezu bein bezu machlekes, and Rava holds that machlekes be'etelcha al be'machlecha divrei akol yachal achzabai. In the Maaseh, the Gemara is not pushed the shayla as to what the shita of Rabbi Yechon is, and the Gemara now continues and asks a question on the shita of Rava. As Rava just taught us that the machlekes in the Mishnah between Ramein and Chamim is specifically by etelcha al machlecha divrei akol in yachal achzabai, that even Ramei agrees that in yachal achzabai, and if so, is for Rav Acher bat Achlifa l'Rava. So Rav Acher bat Achlifa asked the following question to Rava from the Sefer of our Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, "Hoy chayv l'chaver shvua va'amalei darli b'chayv reshecha Ramei oim yachal achzabai v'cham oim in yachal achzabai." Before we continue, let us point out, as we know, there are two types of shvuas. And midiraisa, there's only a shvua where someone will make a shvua and be potter. And for example, where Shai Mechinam would make a shvua that the item that he was watching was stolen from him, therefore he repata. And similarly, we find the case of Meidu Miksas, which is also a shvua deraisa. However, in Rabbana, we find shvuas where someone could make a shvua and actually receive money. For example, if a worker did work for a balabayas, and then the balabayas claimed that he paid him, then the seicha would be able to make a shvua. The balabayas would be required to pay his wages. We also find cases where someone was stolen from, and they could make a shvua, and the gazel would have to pay them. In the case where someone makes a shvua, and he won't have to pay, that is similar to the case of machlecha, and the case of nishpoyim v'neitlin is a case of etelecha, as he'll make a shvua and then take money. Therefore, our Gemara continues in Avchav Dalam Beis, my la ba'isin nishpoyim v'leim mishalmin to have like machlecha. L'chayr, when our Mishnah taught us a case that Reuven could say to Shimon, although you chayiv a real shvua to me, I will accept a personal shvua. L'chayr, this is talking about a case of a shvua d'oraisa. Shimon has the ability to swear to Reuven and he won't have to pay. Therefore, it's as if Reuven is saying to Shimon that if you swear to me, then you won't have to pay. I'll be meichel you. Even so, we see that this machlek is between Ramei and the Chachamim, and L'chayr Rava taught us that the only time this machlek is between Ramei and the Chachamim is in the case of Etelecha, but Mamachlecha all agree that in Yachal Achzabai, therefore L'chayr from the Sefer of our Mishnah, it's a raya against Rava, and the Gemara answers, Loi, but Isan the Shabbat V'Niklin, the Havlik Etelecha, that in the Chanami, our Mishnah specifically talking about a case, Reuven made a claim against Shimon, and for example, Reuven was a worker, and he claimed that Shimon owed him money, therefore, Midrabbanon, Reuven would have the ability to make a shvua, and Shimon would have to pay. And the Mishnah is teaching us that if Shimon says to Reuven, although you have a chiv to make a shvuas bezin, I will accept a personal shvua from you, and if you make the shvua, then I will pay you. So that's a case of etelecha, and that case is machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim, if Shimon could be chayzo or not. In the Chanami, our Mishnah is not talking about a case of nishpoyim v'lo mishalmin, which is a case of machlecha, as in that case, all would agree that in yachal achzabai. And the Gemara now continues and answers the following question, Rava, v'atanu le'resha, that l'chari, if you're explaining that the resha and the seifa are speaking talking about the exact same case, and it's talking about a case of Etel Lecha, and Lecha, why did the Mishnah have to bring down the Risha and the Sefer? And the Gemara explains, Tana Toilu B'das Achirim, V'Tana Toilu B'das Atzmai, that our Tana speaks about a case where Reuven is Toilu B'das Achirim, as Lemaisa said, I'm allowing your father or my father to be a Dayan. And the Tana of our Mishnah brought the Sefer to Mishnah to teach us about a case where the outcome is Toilu B'das Atzmai, and it's totally in the litigant himself, as Shimon told Reuven, that if you make a Shvua, then I'll pay you. And the Gemara explains further, V'tzricha, and you need both of these cases, the Tana of Toilu B'das Achirim, as if we would only say the case of the Resha, so we would think, so maybe over here, Rav Meir states that you could be chayza, because Lemaisa, the litigant that agreed to use his father or to use the other litigant's father, he thought that he would win, and therefore it's almost like a smachta ba'alma. Maybe that's why Rav Meir says that the litigant could be chayza, as he certainly wasn't gomer makne da'ama miyemen mizakile, as certainly he didn't think that the other party would win. Therefore, he agreed that his father or the litigant's father could be a dayan. Certainly, since they didn't make a kinyan, therefore he could be chayza. However, Abba Toilu B'das Atzmai, Eim Moidel L'Rabbanon, maybe in the Sefer, where Shimon says to his worker, that if you make a Shvua, then I will pay you. So in that case, Shimon certainly understood that Reuven really feels that he's owed this money, and certainly he understood that Reuven would make such a Shvua, and therefore he was Gomer Makne, and maybe even Rameh would agree that Ein Yachal Achzabai, Kamash Balon, that even in this case, Rameh holds that since they didn't make any Kinyan, therefore Shimon could still be Chayza. And the Gemara continued, V'iyash Minim Baha, and if we only say the Din in the Sefer, so we would say, Baha Kamer Rabbanon, that maybe it's only in the Sefer, would Rabbanon say that since he's Toilu B'das Atzmai, so certainly he was Gomer Makne, and that's why Shimon can't be Chayza. However, Abu Bahi, Ein Moidele Rabbanon Rameh, Tzricha, but in the Resha, where it's Toilu B'das Achirim, so maybe even Rabbanon would agree that certainly the litigant who stated that I will accept the psak of my father or your father wasn't Gomer Makne, as he really didn't think that he would lose this case, and Kamash won, that even in that case, Rabbanon argued with Rameh, and Ayin Mufarshim would discuss that when the Gemara asked this question about Tanalei Resha, and it seems that the Gemara is only asking this question on Rava, Lechayr, this question should be a general question on our Mishnah as to why we needed the Resha as well as the Seif of our Mishnah, Ayin Shan. The Gemara continues that now that we discuss as to the exact scenario where does Machlekes between Rameh and Chachamim in our Mishnah, the Gemara continues and discusses as to at which point there is Machlekes between Rameh and Chachamim in our Mishnah, if you could be Chayzo or not. And Rish Lakish explains Machlekes Lefneg Madin, that the only times Machlekes between Rameh and Chachamim in our Mishnah is only if it's prior to the Gmadin. And for example, where Reuven said that I accept your father or my father to be a Dayan, and they already gave their tainus to Bezdin, but Bezdin not yet Paskin, then Rameh holds that it could be Chayzo, and the Chacham hold that Reuven cannot be Chayzo. However, Aval Acha Gmadin, Divrei Hakol in Yachal Achsabai, however, if Bezdin already Paskin, then even Rameh would agree that Reuven cannot be Chayzo. Rabbi Yechon Oman, Rabbi Yechon argues in Rish Lakish, and he states, La'ach Gmadin Machlekes, that Machlekes between Rameh and Chachamim is after the Gmadin, and Rameh hold that even though there was already a Gmadin, that Reuven could still be Chayzo, and he could say that I really didn't want my father or your father to be a Dayan, and therefore a Din would not be a proper Din. Once again, Rabbi Yechon only stated one of the Tzadim, and he told us La'ach Gmadin Machlekes, but he doesn't tell us if there would still be a Machlekes between Rameh and Chachamim Lefnei Gmadin, and therefore the Gemara asks, Ibailu, La'ach Gmadin Machlekes, Alfnei Gmadin, Divir Akol Yachal Achzabai, do we say that the only time the Chum argued Rameh is only La'ach Gmadin, and they hold in Yachal Achzabai because there was already a Gmadin, but if it would be prior to the Gmadin, then even the Chum would agree to Rameh that Yachal Achzabai, Oidilma, Bein Bezu Machlekes, or do we say that not only are the Chum arguing with Rameh La'ach Gmadin, and they hold in Yachal Achzabai, but even if it would be Lefnei Gmadin, the Chum would hold in Yachal Achzabai. The Gemara continues, Tashma, that will bring a Raya from a member of Rava, the Amr Rava, as Rava stated, Kibbal of Karva. That if Reuven and Shimon are litigants, and Reuven says, I'm a Kabbal, a Karev Apostle, to be a judge, then as long as he's Chayza Lefnei Gmadin, then he could be Chayza, and if it's after the Gmadin, then he can't be Chayza. As Rashi points out, that certainly Rabba is going to Paskin like the Chachamim, and therefore the Gemara explains, I'm a Bishlem La'ach Gmadin Machlekes, Abba Lefnei Gmadin, Divra Kol Yachal Achzabai, Rabba to Amma Karev Yechron, Balibid Rabbanon. So if we will explain that Rabbi Yechron stated that the only times Machlekes between Rabban and Rameh is La'ach Gmadin, but Lefnei Gmadin, then even Rabban agreed to Rameh that Yachal Achzabai, this psak of Rava, of Kivul of Karvei Pasal, Lefnei Gmadin Yachal Achzabai, and La'ach Gmadin in Yachal Achzabai, is exactly like Shita Rabbi Yechron, according to Rabbanon. However, Eli Amir, Bein Bezu, being bezu machlekes. But if you're going to say that Rabbi Yechon holds that the machlekes between Rami and Chachamim not only la'achak badin, but they also la'chilek lefneig madin, then Rava da'am kaman, then this shita of Rava is not going like either shita. And certainly Rish Lakish already taught us that the machlekes lefneig madin, aval achak badin, divra kol in yochel achsabai. And since we pass it like Rabbanon, so certainly the Rabbanon hold that it doesn't make a difference if it's lefneig madin or la'achak madin. The din is in yochel achsabai, and therefore how would Rava be able to paskin then lefneig madin yochel achsabai? Even Rabbi Yechon agrees that Rabbanon hold that there's no difference between la'achak madin or lefneig madin, and all cases Rabbanon hold that in yochel achsabai. And once again, how is it that Rava would be able to paskin lefnei gmadin yochel achsabai? And therefore, the Gemara brings Uriah el lav shma mino la'achak gmadin machlekes, that the only times machlekes between Rabban and Rameya is only la'achak gmadin, and it's only in that case the Rabban hold that in yochel achsabai. However, lefnei gmadin divrei akol yochel achsabai, that even Rabban agree that's yochel achsabai, and therefore Rav is paskin like Rabbanon alib Rabbi Yechon el lefnei gmadin yochel achsabai and la'achak gmadin in yochel achsabai. Let's see the top places on the Amid diba maschel Rav da'am kaman v'lek l'meim with his feel like Krapshim and Melakish alib Rameya. Then why don't we say that Rav is going according to Rish Lakish alib Rameya? And we already explained this when we learned the Gemara chod the kapirish Rashi de'in l'meim the shavu Rabbanon v'avuk Rameya v'oy the hachah pligu Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish v'Rav pasuk parakachelis Krapsh Lakish b'tlas mashbar b'chol shama kaim his feel like Krab Yechon l'gab Rish Lakish. And therefore the Gemara did not want to say that Rav is going like Rish Lakish. This continues that on Amin Aleph, when we want to bring a raya from Rava to one of the tzaddim of the Gemara stated Rava time in Nafshei Kamar, and therefore you can't bring a raya from an Amira as to what Rabbi Yechon holds. Therefore, Tais is bothered that why didn't our Gemara make the same statement and explain that Rava time in Nafshei Kamar and Zok Tais is Vlek Lamei Mahacha time in Nafshei Kamar kid Tiritz Leil Mishum Dehacha Leik Koya plucked to the Masistin kid Leil the Mishacha Mufarish Leil time in Nafshei Aval Hacha Lek Lamei with time in Nafshei Kamar, and Rava is coming to Paskin, and therefore it must be that he's going either like the Shita Rabbi Yechon or Rish Lakish, and certainly he's going like the Chamim as we explained. And the Gemara continues Shol Chir Rav Nachman Rav Chista or some agers by Rav Yitzchak the Rav Nachman by Yaakov Yilam Dein Rabbeinu Lefnei Gmadin Machlekes or La'acha Gmadin Machlekes is the Machlekes between Rami and Chachamim Lefnei Gmadin or La'acha Gmadin and Valoch Yid Rami, and who do you pass like? And the Gemara tells us Shol Chir Rav Nachman by Yaakov responded like Rav and like Rabbi Yechon that La'acha Gmadin Machlekes Valoch Yid Rami Chachamim, only time that Chum Agir Rameya is La'acha Gmadin, and they hold that in Yochel Achzabai. However, Lefnei Gmadin even the Chachamim would agree that Yochel Achzabai. And feed this version, then Rav Nachman by Yitzchak's question to Rav Nachman by Yaakov was regarding the second Shaila of our Gemara. However, Rav Ashi states that Hachi Sholchle, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak's question to Rav Nachman by Yaakov was relevant to the first question that we had. The Batel Machlekes, Ibn Macholachar Machlekes, Balach de Rami. The Gemara tells us Sholchle, Rav Nachman by Yaakov responded to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, the Batel Machlekes, Balach de Rechachamim, and the Machlekes between Rame and Chachamim is in the case of Etelacha, and Allah follows the Chachamim. We might keep in mind that even though when Rabbi Yechon stated the machlekes is be'etelcha, we had a shaila if the machlekes is also by machlekha, but since we're passing like the chachamim, therefore really that question is irrelevant, as ultimately the psak is that be'etelcha machlekes, and even in the case of etelcha, the rabbanon hold that in yochel achsabai. Certainly in the case of machlekha, the rabbanon certainly hold that in yochel achsabai, and therefore based on the fact that we're passing like the rabbanon, therefore that entire shaila that we had on Amin Aleph is really irrelevant. The Gemara continues with another version, Besur Masna Hachi. Then sure they learned as we learned. However, Babadisa Masna Hachi and Babadisa they had the following version as Amram Chanina Bashalmiye Sholchulayim Be Rav Lishmuel Yilam Dina Rabbeinu Lefnei Gmadin V'Konim Yodim Mai, that they sent the following question from the yeshiva of Rav Tishmuel, and they asked him that since Lamaisa we will paskin that Lefnei Gmadin that all agree that Yochel Achsabai, what would happen if when Reuven agrees that your father or my father could be a dayin, that they actually make a kinyan which actually solidifies that they agree to this, and therefore it seems that there's actual gumir stas, then what would be the din? And Shalchahu and Shmuel responded to them, Ein la'acha kinyan klum, that certainly by making a kinyan, all would agree that even lefnei gmadin ein yochel achsabai. And Ein Rashi v'konu miyadoi mitchilo shlo yachzor. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and the Rambam in Pirish Mishnah states, Kivin sha'om la'el nimtze echa karv epasol, balavara miyu apasol miyu akarv. So now the Mishnah comes to teach us who is considered a pasol and who is considered a karv. And the Mishnah begins, ve'eluhin epsulin. And according to Rama, it makes a lot of sense why the Mishnah starts with the Vav, as really going back on the previous Mishnah. And these are the types of people that are pasul, and as Rashi states, Lodin Ulahayid, to be a judge or to say Edus. And the Mishnah mentions four categories: Hamasacha Bekuvya, the Amalva Beribis, Umafricha Yoinim, Visechri Shvias, someone that gambles with dice, or someone that lends with ribis, or someone that raises pigeons, or someone that does business with Peiros HaShviyas, and I'm Rav Shimon, B'tchila Yikoyin Isra Isra HaShviyas, and Rav Shimon explains that originally they would call these people the one that gathered on Shemitah, Mishu Rabu HaNosim, Chazur L'Kreisim, Seichu HaShviyas, but once the Nosim came, then they started calling them the ones that do business with Peiros HaShviyas, and Rashi explains Mefarash B'Gemara, and the Mishnah continues, Om Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara will discuss that Rabbi Yehuda is coming to be Mefarash HaTanakamo, or he's coming to be Chilka HaTanakamo, but he states that when we stated that Mesacha B'Kuvio is possible to be a Dayan, and possible to be an aid, a Messiah is Manche Inlan Umnes Elhu. That's only if he doesn't have any other business, Avayeshlan Umnes Lohu. But if he has other business, then Kshirin, then a Messiah Bekuvio would be Kosher Leidos and be Kosher to be a Dayan. Ain Rashi, Shainle Umnes Elhu, the Hoyle Vaina Sukum Yeshuva Shel Oilam, Ain a Bekim Betidin and Umasa Matan, Vain Yurechait. And Rashi states, a Messiah Bekuvio, Kulum Farish Begmara, the Kulum in Gazlanum Hain, and all of these are considered like Gazlanum, Batir Umra, Altosh's Russia aid, the Kolshkin Dayan. Certainly, if we don't trust them to be an aid, then they also can't be a Dayan. And Rashi states, that since the desire for money is something that caused them to go against the Torah, as certainly a Dayan would take a bribe, and an aid potentially would be paid off to save false testimony, Ayin Shum. And Ayin Tezus points out that our Mishnah is only speaking about those people that are Pasul Midrabanan, and we're not talking about those Edom or those Dayanim that are Pasul Midraisa. And as Taisus points out, Yesh Gersum Avodim Mishum Desfile, the Kachoshav Hacha Psul Rabbanon Raisa, and Taisus states, Vlain Hira, Mishum Dle Choshav Masisin, Rak Psul Rabbanon, the Gazlon Loik Tani, the Chol Psul Masisin, Psul Rabbanonanu, and he goes through all Psulim and explains, Mesacha Bekuvio, Afilu Manda Oma Smachtihi, that Smacht Loikanya, Mikom Mokom Ein de Raisa, Heben Shein is Sova Lassas Issa, as his intent is not to steal and not to do an Issa, Lovel de Psul Raisa, Ulamanda Oma Mishum Yeshuva Shaidlam, Shita de Inel Madrabanon, and according to the Manda Oma that we will see in our Gemara, that the reason why Mesach B'Kuvio is going to be Pasul in the Shemeshu Shel Oilam, so it's Pasha that he's not a Gazlan under Isa, and therefore certainly the Psul is only Drabbanon. And Taisus continues, Umalvi Brivus, Mari Brivus Shein Ketutza, which is only Drabbanon, Bafil Mari Brivus Ketutza, Le Mashmali Issa, that a person doesn't think that he's doing anything wrong, Kiunim Daita Yav, since the person that borrowed the money is willingly paying the Ribbis, and therefore he doesn't consider himself to be a Gazlan, therefore Vein Apostle Elm Drabbanon. And similarly, Mafricha Yoinim, Drabbanon Psulim, Afil Mad Oma, Itakim Yoinich, as according to the Manda Abana holds that it's racing pigeons, that's Mesacha B'Kuvio, and if it's based on the fact that a person is taking birds from Hefka, then that's only because of Daki Shalom, and once again, it's not Zela. And finally, Seicha Shvius is talking about Shvius Bizmanazer, where the whole Issa is Rabbanon, and therefore he can't be Pasul Midraisa, and I feel B'Shvius to Raisa Le Choshvle Issa, a person doesn't feel he's doing anything wrong, therefore, Taisa states, Al Kinir, Legasin Avodim, Dlemari, El Pusuli Drabonon, Ayin Shon, and Rashi, Mesech Roshana states, Vesechish Shvius, Eisen Schir, Repeish Shvius, Rachmana Omar, Lochlovil Schir, Ulofisha Nechstu, Kol Elu, Laval Das, Machabis Mom, and Hostum Lis, Midim Sheker, Al Yidem, Mom Vesheched, Ayin Shon, and we will stop over here.